and get started. Welcome to the Richfield City Planning and Commission meeting, Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. Item one is roll call, all present except for Wes. Oh, that's Wes.
You guys talking about me?
Everybody's here. Item two, administrative actions. Item 2A, conditional use permit. Discuss recommendation of the conditional use permit for Pioneer Lane and an eventual 14-unit multifamily development at approximately 225 West, 800 South, a C2 use in an RM 11 zone. So who's here for that? All right, come to the table.
I see.
You want to pull that up, David?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the parcel, the second stop. This is the dock campus here, Cody Road. That's kind of what, showing where the details of the second here.
That is a weird property line.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow.
Between these two strange angles here.
Yeah.
Coming this way and one coming this way.
Yeah.
I don't know how can you do that.
Is that retention over there on the right side?
Yeah.
So who designed that?
The initial, the buildings themselves are just outside.
The detention, who designed it?
It's actually made it from a apartment over at Jefferson Street from Walmart there. So it's the same house and design set up there.
So it's not designed?
The site plan of the building.
The detention pond?
Oh, the detention pond? Travis Hanson did.
So he designed the one in Ethan?
No, he's designed this one, but he's not put up the building.
Okay. They just seem awfully large.
That would make it smaller.
Like you're on First East, you lost a lot of property.
That thing is massive.
That is quite large.
Do we know the dimensions of it? I could try to read it on there, but.
Well, Dave, what are dimensions supposed to be for retention on those kind of projects?
It's based on the calculation and how.
Of the roof lines, the asphalt, the flow, the all that?
Yeah.
How much non-grass, basically?
Well, I feel like the one on First East probably flows uphill then, if that's the case, when I drive by and look at it. Because those houses all drain to the street, they don't drain to that retention pond. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Josh, help me out here. It's your department, then.
No, that would be probably drainage.
Plans have it graded too.
Graded back towards off the drainage?
Yeah, drainage grades to south and to the east, so that's what that is.
That retention pond's about 75 by 80 feet.
Yeah.
Where on First East are you guys talking?
Behind F.
Yep.
It takes up about a third of the property.
So the hotel that's going in north of Steve's, they're doing the underground retention, which I've seen quite a bit at UDOT when I've been dealing with developers. And then you're not losing any land, you still have using the land.
Yeah.
There's probably cost involved, but.
Definitely more expensive. Where those little strange off-ass templates are even certain purpose. We've been trying to utilize it for retention bonds, and why we've done most cost-effective management. That is there, so it's still.
Yeah, is there extra parking besides each? Is that a two-car driveway? Two-car garage, two-car driveway?
One-car garage, two-car driveway. And then on the, what would be the west side, the opposite side of the retention pond, that would be kind of a overflow parking, gravel on there. Push it out.
Not paved, just gravel?
Yeah.
How wide's this?
That's going to increase the size of the retention.
How wide's the street?
24.
It's 36. The asphalt puts 24 to the full
sidewalk.
Well, 36 is minimum, right? Am I wrong?
For private drive, yes.
Better together.
So there'll be no on-street parking, but the tenants are going to park on street anyway. And we're going to have.
One of the items in the development agreement for this is that we are requiring this all to be red curb along the south because of that being an issue. And that's one of the requirements they're asking for in the development agreement.
Well, I'm talking about coming into it.
The main street going in. Oh, if somebody parks out in front of one of those, then you're basically blocking the street.
And that guest parking, overflow parking.
My daughter lives in one kind of like this down in Cedar City, and
it's a nightmare to get in and out.
But they watch that very strictly and fine them. The HOA does fine them, even if a trash can's out there longer than it should be.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Will there be an HOA with this one? They'll monitor that.
Yeah. You can only have one trash can out and then down there and then no cars because it is tight even down there. It's out there west of Cedar City in that new development out there, but townhouses. But.
What are you thinking for garbage? Individual cans or is there still got to be an on-site garbage can somewhere?
I think you're going to have an on-site dumpster.
Where?
On the back one of these. I went to talk to the fire chief today, but I didn't have a chance to talk to that. It would either sit here or back in this corner here.
How big's that street? Can your trash truck make that turn on that single lane back there to get to it?
It's supposed to be able to. The last drawings that we sent to Chet didn't have that radius there, that line that shows the turning radius. So I've got to get that to him for him to kind of dissect it and make sure his truck's good to go.
What about the fire chief? What did he tell you for turning the truck around?
He wanted the same thing. I had
the radius.
One, yeah, and he needed to do research on his truck itself. So
to see what it is.
That up, you know,
I'm not thinking into the.
Let's tie it at the end of the street, it looks like, to try to turn something around. Down
so, did you say you were able to talk to him or not able to talk to him?
Yeah.
And he's still.
I wasn't able to talk to Chet, but I did talk to him.
But, and so he's getting the dimensions of the truck and figuring it out. You haven't got that yet?
No. That was this afternoon. He said that he needs to find out
information. Sure, fire hydrant cold pie.
I'm not sure on that. There's
a fire hydrant.
There's one across the road.
They're on site.
Okay.
So if this is red curve, this will be red curve along here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Would it be allowed to have guest parking off the street, but on this area here, does that need to be landscaped?
You got up 30%, right?
I can't remember how much the facility landscaping is. If you weren't correct, you would be that. I just thought it was solid.
I swear it's a big number, like 30 or 40% open space.
It's
20%? I don't know. It's a big number.
I think it's 30.
Is it 30?
I think. Well.
It's a lot of cut into that if you tried to do guest parking there.
How big is each unit, square foot?
I believe they're about 1,400.
How big is the total lot, Tyson? Acreage-wise.
Yes. 1.28 acres.
Well, 1.29, is that?
So does, so that fits the setbacks and everything, right? From the.
How do you look in the?
Yeah, the setbacks on this, may have called out to them, plans to be through from the street.
And.
And then
8 on each side.
Just as long as you don't have one like 11 per acre, I don't probably have that in mind.
Is it 11 per acre?
We had, we went over, we did rules on that at some point.
The city.
Did we not?
City council.
That's right. Yeah, not about that, so there is no. That was our recommendation and then they denied it, huh?
Tyson, are these owner occupied or rentals? So they're kind of like townhouses.
What's your calculator say?
So, 1.29, just take that in.
It will not be. That's right. Just to the south of you guys.
Did you figure out?
Yeah, right across kitty, kind of kitty corner.
We're asking a lot on it.
You turn there and it's just.
Okay, so the total number of units allowed in my calculator would be 14.7, so 14.7.
So they're right on the money there.
Right on the.
You won't do the .7.
That won't be your office. You're not gonna do a .7 office on that, Tyson?
And it's already made rocks maybe?
You're real. So my main concerns are open space and turning radius at the bottom for trash truck, fire truck.
Yeah, and then. That's also the chief's concern, please.
And Josh.
These are all two stories, so ladder truck, if there's a fire. And all the structures like this, if it gets in the roof.
It spreads quick.
It spreads quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're concerned, say, they will need the ladder truck if there's ever.
Which is longer, right?
As we just saw in this.
Like 60 to 65 feet long.
Wow. The ladder truck's about 65 feet long.
I believe so.
When will he know?
He's looking into it. And tonight is just use, it's not the actual project.
We're just discussing it, expressing concerns, that asking.
Are they coming back for the project or we're just setting it on?
Yeah, they're not coming back for the project.
Is there, there's not a sidewalk down that road, is there?
No, no. On the UDOT side there is, right, Josh?
They will be required to put one.
Just in front of that property.
Just on their own property, yes.
Is the house to the west end sidewalk?
I have a little one, actually.
It's covered in dirt. What are you doing for,
is that all just gonna be driveway entrances? So technically there's really no curb and gutter? Is there gonna be a piece in between each unit or how's that gonna look?
Well, it's not gonna be a piece in between, but we'll work with concrete guy and see if they recommend, so it'll make the most sense, but. Definitely plan right now is to have a break.
Could be real curb and then it's all.
It'll be real curb.
Yeah.
To the street edge.
No problem.
But in between the units, we can have a.
We're getting away from the real curb.
So it's gonna slope south.
So is this gonna be a private drive or a city drive?
Yes, this is a private drive.
Okay.
So addressing is gonna be.
It's true, there's gonna be a mailbox there.
I mean, you're basically gonna have to address those like A through what? What's the 14th letter of the alphabet? Because anything going inward has gotta be a.
Letter?
A letter. Because anything lined up with the street gets its own address, anything in the middle of a block without an actual numbered street. I mean, is that, are we giving that street an address?
That's a good question. I don't know. There are other private drives that have numbered street addresses in town. There's one on the third cell. That's just a private drive that has. That's probably why that's there. It's for anyone's and.
Yeah, because unless it's on a city name street, it can't have an individual address per building. Is what me and the city and the county have all finally come to the conclusion of through the AMS system.
At the same time, is that something we're going to require a one mailing
address? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it'll have to have a mailbox spot somewhere for 14 units.
Easy access for you.
Does that have to go, out front or in the back? Or doesn't matter?
Generally at the front of the entrance. Yeah, somewhere at the beginning of the subdivision. So that'll probably take out one of your guest parking spots on that entrance somewhere. I mean, to put in a cluster with a 14 unit box will be 2 7 probably, but. I mean, a few little kinks, I think.
Yeah, we got pretty much have them up. All that stuff.
Are you doing all 14 right out of the gate, or are you doing like half and half? Or?
Should be okay.
Yeah. It's tight, but it's okay. That, I think that's how my daughter's.
You said they were just going to be for sale.
As long as nobody's parking on the street.
I'm guessing this is about 24.
Yeah. As long as nobody's parking on the street.
So, I'm still kind of new. Can I ask those questions?
Yeah.
We're asking to approve a C2 use in RM11, and I just read through the C2 stuff trying to understand. Is that just because this doesn't meet the RM11?
No. It's under a use table.
Okay.
There was a use table. Very bottom, 1730.1014.
Okay.
So if they go to dwelling units, any multifamily dwelling unit that's one, the new multifamily dwelling 45 units is a C2 use. City council gets the final say on whether it is built or not.
So we're really not changing our zoning ordinances?
It just has to get approved. So it meets the zoning. But we have to approve it because it's
multifamily. Meets the zoning, council gets to make a final decision. You guys just be making their recommendations.
Okay.
And that's the actual project. if council approves it.
I just feel like we're squeezing a lot of families into a very small area.
Tyson, why in the hell does this say 24 feet? That's 36 feet on that street.
24 is the asphalt. The asphalt. And then the 36 is the sidewalk.
Two 4 foot sidewalk.
Well, why was I thinking the 36 had to be like curb to curb? Either inside curb or back curb. Not sidewalk included in that, generally.
But I have the claim, look at this. It's actually the right of way, and the sidewalk is part of the right of way.
So if it's built that way, it goes sidewalk to sidewalk.
Sidewalk.
But on a normal project, it's curb to curb.
Back of curb to curb.
Back of curb to back of curb. Doesn't include the sidewalk.
Well, so say it's a city street, it has to be a typical city street, 60 foot.
Yeah.
That 60 foot right of way includes the sidewalk, curb, the shoulder on both sides.
The inside.
So the actual road isn't 60 feet in a typical city street, but the right of way is.
Okay.
So that's. So yeah, if I can actually walk you through that, because I have that.
That makes sense, yeah. it does seem like a very narrow street going into there. Okay. I mean, that makes more sense to me.
And it'll all be kind of a mountain curve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
this property back here.
Gravel parking.
Overflow parking. That's for your RV.
For everybody that has a razor.
And possibly where the dumpster may go, depending on how everything works out.
Your fence, the retention pond.
I don't see any defense up.
I mean, the golf courses isn't fenced, the first piece one's not fenced.
It does require a side obscuring fence.
Yeah, I think Ray was thinking like for kids getting into it or something, probably.
Ray's our kid guy, if you guys haven't noticed yet. He comes into kid safety every talk we have.
Coming out of an educational background.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. spent a few years worrying about that.
Yeah. I like it.
The population density you mentioned that is going to be similar to what you see in the park and police side locally.
Okay.
As far as number of dwellings and residents and space.
Help us to visualize.
My biggest concern is there's just zero open space about, and there's going to be families in these. Where are those kids going to be running around at? They've got driveways or the street. Or 800 South, which is busy. Or they screw around in the UDOT parking lot, which we have problems with already.
Hey, did you ever look up that open space? I think it is 30%, honestly.
I don't think it's that way.
Don't you?
I don't know if there is an open space requirement, because that's one of the
things we tried to add to our RM11. Is that why I'm thinking about it?
Yeah.
Yes. We tried to add that with our...
And it got voted down?
Yeah.
That's probably not. That's probably why I'm thinking of that one, Josh. I know that was a discussion to that. So maybe there is no requirement. But that is an awful lot of units for nothing for children to do anywhere around them.
We could dedicate a portion of that graph. That's quite a
overflow parking.
You can do landscapes of that.
Well, my thing on this is I want to table it a month myself because we're discussing RM11 later in the meeting.
And also until we get all the fire truck dimensions,
the right running radius.
Tonight is only the use. Tonight's only the use, but I don't want to give. Can I speak?
Yep.
Is that all right? So tonight's only the use, but I don't want to give false hopes that this layout's okay. Because every single one of us are already questioning that. I've got a lot of heartburn with it. You've maximized your available profit for sure, but I don't think it's what is best for the people that are going to start right now. What's your thoughts, Ray?
Just seems like there's a lot of busyness in that little space. You know, it's tight.
Wayne?
Till we get all the dimensions and everything back, and we know.
So tonight's we're just talking you something.
Yeah, I agree. It's just
one thing I'm concerned about, and I don't know is your water table there where you're paying attention. I know where Pearson's parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
water table was there is 5 feet. So this is farther south, could be higher. So I would check that. You're a little more to the west, so you're probably okay, but the water table in that end of town is pretty high.
I'm the same. It's a lot going on a little bit of real estate, honestly. I think you could probably do less units and make it more usable, honestly. I know that's not maximizing your profits, but as far as use and what you're trying to do with it, it would make more sense to me, honestly.
Blaine, parking. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's just, like I say, it's pretty tight, but it's not much different than everyone else. And you see this all the time.
And we have bombs on.
Yeah, but it is awful tight.
May, your thoughts?
Honestly, I joined the Planning Commission because I wanted to help make community for people. And I know people need homes, so I love the idea of putting homes here, but this is not necessarily the type of home that I think creates the community and I'm thinking children playing outside and having the environment that they want around them, both internally and externally. I think that there could be some modifications into the plans that would be really beneficial to the people who are living here. So those are my thoughts.
Roxanne?
I've recently become of the mind, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You can fit this many here, but should you? If you took a couple of the units out, I feel like you would still make a pretty good profit and be able to have a little bit more of that space.
Okay, so again, we're talking use tonight only. Okay. Is anybody against the use of having more than 5 units on this property?
No.
I'm
not.
Okay, so use only tonight. Just know this is not the plan.
And your guys' recommendation is a reduction in individual units?
You need to be more family-based on this and kind of think how a small family can live here. Because you send out a group of 8-year-olds, someone's getting that helping.
I mean, even if you have less units in that place, and I think as far as even, I mean, you're so tight on your turning radius down there now that it's questionable. Like, you want the trash truck to be able to get in there. You want, if there's a fire, you know the ladder truck can get in there, pull in, turn around, go, you know, do what they need to do safely. And I think if you reduce units, like, it just makes the whole property feel more usable and more productive as part of, you know, a growing city with growing needs. And
I would change your layout. You've got that bottom piece, your longest length of property. So, yeah, you could stack from left to right quite a few. And then you have a single drive coming in, and like on the west side, you could stack along the west side, and then you could have a nice parking lot for everybody. And then you would have opportunity to have grass front and back.
I think there's stuff you can do with the lot, honestly. I just don't know about just 14 units is killing it.
I mean, he might fit more than
like you're saying, if they change the design, but absolutely, I see what Josh is saying too.
I don't like the Glenbrook apartments.
So yeah. No.
All right. So let's have a motion for the use.
I'll make a motion that we approve a conditional use permit for Pioneer Lane. Recommend approval for a conditional use permit for Pioneer Lane, approximately 225 West, 800 South, and RM 11 building.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Roxanne, a second by Wayne. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed, it's unanimous. Okay, so now it goes to City Council. Okay.
Yep.
I'll work on all that stuff as the recommendation.
I mean, it's a big enough lot, yeah. You should be able to make something work and be nice on the lot. I just don't know about that weird line. What is that weird line? That is so crazy.
Thank you guys, I appreciate your time.
Okay.
You should maybe give that neighbor those 3 feet and just straighten that line out so every time you pull in there, your brain works out of that.
Shit, right there. Start here and start driving over. Naturally.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate
you guys. See ya.
All right, item 2B, Aldo Gonzalez to request conditional use for a short-term rental at 365 East 500 North, C1 use in an R10 zone.
That's where I see you.
You want to pull that up, Dave?
Pull that up, would
you? He's
all right. Most of us.
Looks like how?
365 how? East.
Home?
West house. Was once, huh?
Yeah.
Was once upon a time in my house. Me and Donna Hatch and Aldo, the only 3 people that's ever lived there since it was built.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good ownership. 3 in that amount of time, that's pretty solid.
My house has been owned by 3 different people in the last 10 years.
Yeah, see? You got something going right there.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, wait. Is that the one?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
that's it.
Covered us up.
There you go. Never mind. You're okay.
Oh.
You're okay.
Okay. How many bedrooms you got?
2 bedrooms, 2 baths.
3 bedroom, 2 baths, is that what you said? Oh, you lost it.
Yeah, right. Are there other rentals in the area?
Not close by. I think it requires the short-term Airbnb. There's
1850.
Yeah, 1850.
How many's in that zone, Dave?
How many is the different
short-term rentals?
I'm not sure, but it is below.
Yeah, it's super low. And
we have a
We're not even close to it in that area.
All right.
I'm sorry, I should have included that. I didn't do that.
So you've got 3 bedrooms. Can you fit 3 cars on your property?
Yes.
The carport, and then is that a 2-car driveway?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And feet wide, the driveway
itself. Quarter acre.
You've had that many kids in a 3-bedroom house?
All those are
that's why we're taking out. Yeah.
Oh.
He had more.
I'd let 2 of them grow up and move out while they had 2 more.
Do you guys have any questions for this?
Can the newbie ask a question?
Yeah.
About this is for a short-term rental, VRBO, Airbnb, something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
Does the city require, do you have to notify the neighbors to let you know that that's going to happen?
No.
I could just show up overnight?
Yep.
Maybe curse
so
clean up and go.
Well,
good luck.
Not overnight. They have to come in, they have to approve it, they have to have a business license, they have to go through the process. But if it goes down to it, if you start letting your neighbors choose what you do with your property, nothing will ever happen.
Not enough question, but I think it's fine.
Yeah, all the proper trash.
I'll make a motion that we approve the conditional use permit for short-term rental at 365 East 500 North.
I'll second.
Motion by Blaine, second by Wes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Unanimous.
Good luck.
I got one question. I have a co-worker that has installed a house, right? He places a stay on the house. It's 6 months, 10 months, whatever. It's on you. What's the process? Right. So how good is this approval for?
You're good. You tell.
Until the area maxes out.
Because every year you're going to.
Once it maxes out, then that's when you look at things to your
Yeah, because you have to get your business license, and you're going to have to show something on tax, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah. Because you have to get transient room tax for everybody to stay because you have business license and you can't remember this stuff.
I don't think you let your coworker live there anyway. He's got to be capped.
Well, that's why we haven't rented it out to the West Cat outside.
They've kept this house for an extra year because there's a cat that lives outside the car to make sure they're
eating. For real?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
a new
house.
It's
like
it'll
get run over. It'll run back to this house and Connie will be set.
Okay. All right.
So are you going to include that in the Airbnb contract that you have to feed the cat and take care of it and make sure it's okay?
Be nice to my wife's cat.
Yep.
Can I take it with you back to West Virginia? That'd be better.
Yeah.
All right. You'll just finish up with Dave and whatever you need.
Yeah. Good luck.
You guys.
Thanks, Aldo.
All right, item three, public hearings, 3A, Utah Wildland Urban Interface Code Adoption.
Tom, can you hear us?
What's that?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Sorry,
I appreciate you guys doing this virtual link. So, do you want me to go into it and explain why and what it is?
Yeah.
Just
give a brief synopsis.
Yeah. So, I'm Thomas Peterson, the area manager for the Florida Empire State Land. And with the current DWS system, the community wildfire system, the state is willing to pay your suppression costs on delegated wildland fires. And in order for us to do that, one of the requirements is the municipalities and the counties have to adopt the Wildland Urban Interface Code and get a map showing what they determine is their Wildland Urban Interface. So, one thing that we really wanted to stress is determining that Wildland Urban Interface is completely up to the municipality. We'll give you guys recommendations on that pressure exposure, and the only places that you guys have Wildland Urban Interface that we would suggest would be on the west side of the highway. The rest of your municipality will get it. But even if you guys determine that you don't have Wildland Urban Interface, if you adopt the code and just produce a map identifying what you guys determine, even if there is none, then that means that they need a PWS.
So west of the freeway. What you say? It's west of the freeway. According to your map, it looks like it's in yellow.
But it wasn't the law.
I don't see anything confirmed.
There's a Well, there's a sagebrush out there.
There's nothing around Richfield that's going to.
And that's what this map indicates.
You got the one house there on the west side. And
there's
Christensen's.
Subdivision, though.
Yeah.
Or you didn't approve it.
Well, approved. What are we going to call it?
Zone.
That? Zone?
Yeah.
The approved zone up there.
And the city just recently.
And they would have to deal with the wildland thing, right?
The city just recently acquired some property over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Funding's never free. What is the city obligated to do?
You move it? Tom, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So funding is never free. Funding is never free. What is the city going to be required to do?
If you're asking what is the requirement?
For the funding,
yeah. Whoever's speaking, I can't
hear
you.
I can't understand
yours.
I get that.
Then you ask.
Okay. The question is, what's the city's obligation to qualify for the wildland fire mitigation?
Oh, yeah. So let me explain the reason that this. So if we have a wildland fire that starts in any incorporated municipality, or it comes off of the forest in the state and burns onto the municipality, statutorily, those are split out by acres. And the municipality will be responsible for the cost of whatever that percentage was that burned on the municipality. Same with the county. And if you guys participate, then we bear those costs on delegated wildland fires. So those are our fires that are bigger than you guys can manage on your own. You ask for our assistance. We'll bear those costs and we'll cover the costs of the municipality. So the requirements to participate are on your PC statement. I don't have my academic. I think your guys was like $300. You guys invest that into your own community, you know, education, mitigation, or prevention, and adopt this code, and we will ensure basically keep insurance policy.
So our piece of paper says 63,688.
But I said it probably did 63 because they did drop quite a bit.
So. What is that, 6288 per acre, or? No, I believe that's a full.
$62.88?
Yeah, that's what we ask you guys to invest in time, whether it's education, prevention, or mitigation. They were a lot higher last year, but when they finally updated our risk assessment, they came down a lot. The old risk assessment had some ag fields in it, baseball fields that were picked up, it was done by satellite imagery, and so it looked like grass that potentially could have caused hazards that did.
This area right here,
yeah,
here,
mm-hmm.
That are medium risk.
Yeah. So when you say the city has to participate, if we sign this, is that when a fire happens, does that mean the city's required to put the firefighters on the city park or something like that?
I don't think you can hear me.
Well, I'm talking into this microphone. That's supposed to be.
So the next question is, so if a fire does happen, does this obligate the city to like something like posting firefighters on the city property, like a park or something, or
do anyway.
Well, I think you needed to clean them up. No, it does not obligate that at all. Those have to be done through a special land use agreement that we negotiated at the time. And it doesn't obligate the fire department to do anything. If you guys decide not to participate, the fire department can still be on our MOU. They can still, it doesn't have anything to do with that stuff.
So the advantage of us participating is mitigating the cost of fighting the fire.
Correct. Yes, if you guys participate and the fire blows to come down off the mountain and get on to the incorporated, for Marysville, for instance, where the silver team came down on the little piece of Marysville, their cost in that would have been close to $300,000. That was one of our big concerns, especially on Marl Mountain, was, you know, Silver Team touching Sherman or one of those municipalities. So we can cover those costs if we participate and meet those obligations.
I don't know what obligation to have.
Well, it sounds pretty good.
Seems like a normal.
Well, the cost is only $300,000.
That's a formality.
Yeah.
$63, and we can say $300,000.
Okay. And you spend that more than take your wife to dinner.
$247,000, we'll say.
It sounds pretty good. I'm sure we're going to prove it. I'd like to give some feedback about the firefighters and changes.
Yeah,
up to the college. I have friends and family that work there. They kind of ask, you know, don't flush your face on it. Don't do all these things. And they just said firefighters crash. So I can then, I know the county said, okay, we're going to put you down on the UDOT's property. The county never asked UDOT. So we got the voice to say, okay, there needs to be some better communication with everybody involved. It wasn't actually funded, but we should come back to UDOT. And then the firefighters need to be a little more respectful about these public places that they use.
Yeah, I absolutely disagree more. And I apologize. That's how it went down. And you know, when you get that many resources from all over the United States, you know, there's cultural issues, there's respect issues, and you are absolutely right. The one thing you got to, you might not have the whole story there, is just, It was myself that contacted UDOT and did the land use agreement with them. What's that? I'd have to pull up the land use agreement and look, but they were super good to work with. They were happy to host it.
We try to help my work there. And there's been issues, you know, the new crew shows up and they've got their own rules and tell people what they can and can't do. And it causes, especially on county carrying their own property. You got property, not so much. But in the future,
God will be something better. All the firefighters follow the same rules that the county or the state has. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I can't defend any of that stuff at all. But I do know, you know, we do try when we have 1,000 people from all of the United States to hold them to the highest standards that that we can, and there's definitely shenanigans, and, yeah, and some of the things that went on, you know, I won't bring up, but that's some of the smaller issues that we ran into.
Okay, do we have a motion for this?
I'll make a motion that we recommend adoption of Utah Wildlander the interface code.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Lang, a second by Lang. All those in favor say aye.
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 It was Wes. It wasn't Lang. Sorry. Wes was the second. Any opposed? None opposed. It's unanimous. Thank you for your time, Tom.
Yeah,
thank you guys. I really
called that and they couldn't be down there tonight.
So, my office is just there to be on the
way by the
airport. If anybody ever wanted to come over or back through the
line, you wouldn't have to. So, thank you. Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah. It's almost, Brian told me that. Richfield, this is something that we really don't even need, but the legislation says every community in the state has to do it.
$62.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, if it's
you got to do that class,
that one parking.
The class on that, to make everybody community aware.
Well, I just figured they could claim the $62 they spend in cookies for their firefighter.
It's going to wear off. Make sure you talk to the fire chief and just have a stand-up talk on it and have some cookies.
Yeah. Please perfect. Don't start wildfires.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay. Item 4, discussion items. 4A, portable cargo container ordinance amendment. We're getting a lot of kickback for approving Ted's unit.
Yeah. But, you know, it's pretty good. I don't feel bad of approving it.
Well, I don't feel bad about denying it, Wayne.
Well, I don't.
What unit was that?
The one Ted Christensen.
I think we need to start at the hospital and go to Walmart.
So... I hope I sent this with you. It's ordinance about a number. But the ordinance I drafted says just that. Portable storage containers shall not be used for permanent storage on parcels with frontage along Main Street, 1,000 North, 1,000 South.
Oh, there you go. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a suggestion given in the last meeting, and so that's what I kind of added into it. And so that was kind of the starting point for discussion.
So that's for permanent storage units.
Mm-hmm. So
can we put a time limit on temporaries?
There is one in the code already.
What is it?
For construction, once your construction is done, you have to move it, and then let's see.
What about fireworks running out of portable containers?
That is very useless.
And what's that time period? Do we have a time period on those temporary? I mean, the building one's even questionable because, like, you look at that where that motel burned down, if those guys wanted to pull a temporary storage unit in there and say we're starting to rebuild it, I mean, that thing would have been there for 3 years.
Or longer.
Or longer.
Or like the ones you can rent from White. Like,
mm-hmm.
You just rent it every month for 10 years and you're fine.
I could have done it. I've been remodeling my house for 10 years. So.
Me too.
Okay, so commercial manufacturing zones, use of portable containers, shipping and receiving merchandise. Provided the temporary storage container does not remain stationary for 30 consecutive days or more than 90 calendar days each year.
so that is already a limit to how long the grade is there.
So I still have a question, kind of, and I know we don't have a enforcement officer, is that the correct term?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we adopt, you know, we do these things. I don't want to say what's the point, but like, if nobody's going around and saying, hey, you've had this for more than 30 consecutive days, what are we doing?
Well, it's all complaint driven.
Oh, yeah.
And when they call David and say this is a bunch of BS.
Yes.
He sends.
So, that's just kind of my question is like, just if somebody notices, like, hey, my neighbor's had this for 2 months, then they call you and then it's a problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they fined or warned? What?
We give them a letter, and they have to resolve the issue.
45 days?
Typically, I give them 30 days,
30
days. Something like this. And if they don't do anything, they get another letter 30 days. And I actually haven't done anything with this yet. So, with property abatement, after the second 30 days, I can hire a firm to go in and resolve the problem. Now, I did have a problem with a storage container parked across the sidewalk, and it took me over a year of threatening letters and phone calls, but we finally did get back to me. That was at my Wes's house, actually. You remember that one?
Yeah, I did. Is that the one up in the North East Park town?
Yeah. And it was right across the sidewalk and into the road.
Yeah.
It gets difficult to just hire a truck to come move that because it has a personal property in it. So that it can start running into different constitutional issues. Did you have the authority to take this? So
I know they have a lot on their plate. She said there's no enforcement officer. In Salina, we use the police. They were the enforcement. Can you do that? We did it over there.
So for things,
he's law enforcement, isn't he?
So for things that are in the public right of way, and cops hate to see me come over because I bring them a list of trailers about every week.
Right.
But stuff in the public right of way, police cover. Stuff that's on private property is more of a civil issue.
A civil issue. So that makes sense.
So what about a White's dumpster that's sitting on public right of way, not on the person's property?
Same kind of thing. I send them a letter. It actually, our code is very soft on that. And I talked to White's about it. And it says they're all over.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over town. They shouldn't be in the right of way. So when I get the pencil nose, it's the same thing. I send letters. And hopefully they have them moved or White's can pick it up. Because the thing with White's is they just charge by the dump. So they drop it off and use it once, get it dumped once, and they just leave it there and they'll follow how to dump it.
My neighbor's got one since he moved into the house.
Okay. So we can take a picture and get the process.
Yep, Boyd Jensen.
Kind of what you do on that neighbor, you kind of wait till somebody either calls or comes in and makes some sort of a complaint on it.
Yes, because otherwise that's all I would do is drink.
Yeah. I mean, back in the old days, I'm talking like 15 years ago, I mean, our city was super strict. Like that trailer, if you scan left in that picture right there, I used to park my four-wheeler trailer right there when I lived in that house. And, I mean, that thing would get a yellow ticket on it, like, overnight if I put it right there.
And who put it?
The cops.
You're actually allowed to park for 7 days.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be enforced at a different level than it is now. We went from, like, extreme,
and I
from getting one right there.
I think that's been softened because some people are afraid they can't park it overnight.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure when that changed.
To where, man, those are all over our town now. They're everywhere.
and the police priorities have changed.
Well, and that's what makes enforcement difficult, too, is because it could have been there 3 months, but they can only tag it after they observed it 7 days. So they have to go.
Yeah, they still have to follow their rules.
They have to follow it for 7 days and then they'll tag it. But it could have been there a year.
Yeah, until somebody says something. We just had one of those.
I told you about it. It's been there over a year. Maybe I should take a picture.
Yeah,
you should.
So back to this ordinance, you went to 1000 South, and that's like, is that Soda Run?
Yeah, pretty dang close.
No.
Do we want to take it to 1300 South?
I think we should.
Why not?
Or 15?
Yeah, 1500 South even.
That takes you past Walmart.
So if you take it that far, like south, where we already have like, you know, storage units and stuff, like the Patriot, would it go? How far that way would it extend?
No,
it's just
on the main.
On the main road.
Yep, on the main
road.
Okay.
That correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd go further just for down the road, you know. You got those apartments there.
Continue to grow.
Yeah.
Does 1500 take away?
Why don't we just do it within the city limits?
So strip mall is?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
How far south does the city limits go?
Well, actually, right now, that's
I was going to say, it is
1500.
It is 1500 because everything outside of 1500, my city delivery then changes to rural delivery, so it must be out of the city limits.
And then, this portion here is still in the county, and this city boundary runs along here, and then it goes back down here to South Meadow, and then. Except this area here, the commercial center.
All right. I think we want to change that to 1500 South. Okay.
North?
1000 is a hospital, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So could we go from the north interchange to 1500 South?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Flying J.
Flying J Drive.
It's still that.
So Flying J Drive.
I mean, that way, even if we went from the interchange, then whatever they do with that old Frontier property.
Yeah.
Go to the interchange. I say let's go to the interchange.
Yeah. Go to the interchange.
Okay.
They're clear out under it.
North interchange to 1500 South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
These guys just have one place
there. They'll be the ones coming.
And so,
you're saying, how far east and west? Just a half a block?
It's just on the frontage of Main Street.
Just whatever frontage properties.
So we need to make a motion on that day.
Because it's on that separated back lot.
Yeah,
he could have bought it.
Discussion. We have to have
we want to go from
North Interchange to 1500 South.
No, I wish. Stretching.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the other interesting thing about Ted's is actually technically the piece of property he has it on
is not
frontage.
It's technically frontage street except for like about a 2 foot portion.
I think too.
Well, it's an odd thing, but like we've talked about in our meeting, it's not like he can sell half that building. So technically, it's, whether it's two lots or not, it's all on Main Street lot. He's, yeah. I mean, he's not going to put a fence through the middle of that building.
But it's done, and so the building's on one piece.
Oh, I thought our original split went right through like 10 feet of the back of that building, did it not?
No, no. So that.
I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. It's there. It's there. So, doesn't matter. It's done.
Okay.
If it turns up in the middle of the night and won't question us.
We'll send in a complaint for a year.
We'll go to item 4B, RM 11 ordinance amendment proposal.
Highlight what you wanted to change or add.
Okay, so I gave you last month kind of what we proposed before, and then we discussed
that this was
minimum distance. So
was all this turned down last time, Josh?
Yeah.
Do we know why?
What?
Is that on record?
No.
I know.
This is what we proposed last.
Yeah, I agree.
So if this got passed, it would change.
How you do? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which it should, in my opinion.
Yeah, because.
So can't we just recommend it again? Make a motion to recommend it? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
You got a couple of new.
So maybe not.
So this is kind of where we started last time.
It amazes me.
Or
there's no thought put into the effects it has on the schools, on the tax system. Yeah.
Okay.
This
so
is
standards for
so me and Ron got into a big argument about it the other night. Yeah, and it's just like.
Is this portion of the R24?
You almost got it. Grow in reverse, kind of think about it in reverse, and then it's like that meat packing plant up there. If he would have thought of that reverse, okay, where am I going to sell my meat? And then, where am I going to get a crew that knows how to cut meat? Okay, now maybe I can start, but he started here and had no business plan.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. There's no thought. They just want the dollar in the pocket. There's no thought about it. Yep.
This is what we call out. This is 30%.
That's what I was thinking of, okay.
So the thing that you sent out, was it different? I was going to say, it's the same as this that you sent out, so I wasn't sure what was different.
Yeah, no, okay. this is what it modified. So you mentioned during last meeting that the maximum instead of 3 acres would be 5 acres. The maximum. So we can change that 5 acres to change it to 5 acres. Because there are pieces in the city,
like 5 points. Yeah, we did talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's change that to 6. And then that's so much. Whatever.
The math is on that.
Mm-hmm. But it won't be 66 units.
No. Like, yeah.
So if they have a 5-acre lot, they can do 55 units. But if it's a 6-acre lot, it'll be. Is that how that will work?
Well, you start. So 6 times 9 is 66, and then you
have
to take 20% off of that.
30%. Oh, for the open space.
Open
okay.
Space, okay. And your parking and your.
So that's 30%.
20, 23.
You might have to change open space to 20%. Brayden's on the fox side. Not 30% might be 35.
Do we go 25? Or do you think that's still?
I mean, it shows a little bit of a progress on our part, but maybe he could meet us the other, you know.
Dave, and maybe, I don't know if this is inappropriate to ask, but with the ramifications from the last of election, I mean, or with the new councilman coming in.
That's why I wanted to wait.
Yeah.
That's why we waited on this.
I'd split them in the middle. Meet them in the middle at 25. And might be an auctioneer coming out in me.
And we've got 26.
25 is reasonable.
Yeah.
That's the long.
I don't think 30 is.
And by the time you figure in the setbacks,
when I think having the minimum distance on between properties is important.
And Ray loves kids, places. Kids gotta have freedom, and 30% is freedom.
A little bit of densely populated without places to green space and play space and all that.
This is supposed to be medium.
All you've got is driveway in front of those houses.
There's nothing else. Can I ask a question? So on the 1 acre, no distance requirement, is that just because it's the size of 1 acre? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what that distance is the distance between another R and 11.
Sorry. Never mind. So I get it.
If they build, you know, if you're building less than an acre of an R and 11 development, mm-hmm. you don't have to space it out. If you're building a 2 to 3 acre of R and 11 that needs to be spaced out to the next one.
But you're not.
So you're not stacking them up.
I'm stacking them up.
2 acres of development here, then 2 acres of development right next to it. It has to be a little bit of spacing. That's something I've called from
probably
what you're paying for right now.
Yeah, I know they're having problems up there.
It's a little bit more liberal than what the R24 is.
Well, when did we do that R24? 22 or 3?
What's
that? Redid it. Expand. We changed those distances to get spacing. Yeah, that's right.
Something like this will prevent plants.
It will, for sure.
Absolutely.
I absolutely don't want to include it that far.
No.
It does not look good.
It's not functional, it's not safe. It's
just like I said, just because you can doesn't mean you should. It doesn't mean it's a good idea. Just because you literally can barely fit what you're required to fit.
Well, the thing is that those limitations are based on the initial case for it.
Yeah. So and all the other things around here that are similar to this have been best case scenario,
If that property had been a perfect square, they could work that out a lot better. But where it's weirdly shaped,
well,
yeah, it's not guaranteed.
That's weird.
So technically, it has the acreage,
but it doesn't.
It's such an odd shape when you use the acreage.
I like
no
the
way
options.
Get a truck.
They need to come see you to drop their plan. I like your plan.
Yeah.
With the open space in the middle, it makes way more sense.
On the east side, and apartments up the middle, and down the back.
Sounds way better.
Oh, yeah, run the apartments along.
But it costs more spacing out that way. By putting them back to back to back, it's less. They can build it cheaper.
Yeah.
Less expensive. And maybe they can sell it cheaper.
Yeah.
Maybe
they'll
come to
you want to make an offer? Just to the office says, please design these to fit that way.
Or just community friendly.
The ones our kids live in, I've got a 3-year-old girl and they're kid friendly is pickleball courts, honestly, on the deal. So they did that development down there didn't think the kids out.
There's no place for
and out their back deck, it's about the size of you might could fit those chairs in there. And it's just I don't know. It's sad that's where we're at. If they want to buy a house down there, they got to spend $300,000 they can't get. Another.
I don't even have kids, and I would never want to live.
Exactly.
There's a privacy in your
not
backyard.
It's
It's going to be a nightmare issue. Can you imagine trying to do some kind of a snow removal on that HOA?
This development reflects this one up on the
land. It's exactly what it is. It's a bigger version of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible.
That one just looks like it's not fun.
Is it the same designer, same developer?
Mm-hmm. And then they also did one next to 10.
That's close to my house, so that's for rent, surprisingly.
They're supposed to pay the parking lot.
Yeah,
and that one's all gravel still because they didn't even pave it.
They don't do anything.
Pave it.
Take care of the problems.
Yeah.
They sold it.
They sold it.
But surprisingly, ARA is renting it.
Over on 15.
So,
Southwest.
You know, weird.
He has those six, I think it's a six black.
His are fenced, all center block fence, though.
Yeah.
And all asphalt.
Yeah, that should hate to be the neighbors. You can look
right down into it. Yeah.
Can we put something in there that says design for the, families, design for, put intentional design into your property?
We did it with Sitla, kind of.
So if we say if there's 1 to 5 units, you're required to put it in the play area.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
I don't know why they wouldn't want that.
Yes, you do. You do know why.
I do, but I don't.
I do.
But even if you put it down and added that, you would still
I don't know. I have a guy in here that I don't know in my office today telling me that the city needs to be developing these roads because poor developers don't have any money.
Oh, poor developers.
And I said, the city doesn't have money. The city is a steward over taxpayers' money.
and we don't have enough to develop roads.
Well, you're not developer friendly, am I?
Developers so are around $80,000 in borrowing deals in Chicago.
Do we want to leave it at 30%?
I know of compromising to 25% shows that, you know, we're willing to make some progress, so maybe the other side can also make some progress.
Can we have it be a range? Like, maybe it doesn't make sense. Yeah. As I said, I thought that's happening.
Plus what area? Is that adding more to it?
Yeah.
Hey, you should open space remedy. Yeah.
Perfect. I love that.
So that could be lots of things.
Sure could.
A barber could do that. Yeah, it could be a barber pit and a swing picnic table, but squeezing the size of that open space area somehow. How do you size it?
Like, how
percentage?
Do you, like,
you do on about based on percentage? If you got square footage of the home, so you...
10 feet per unit.
You only get this amount.
140 square feet.
140 square feet. 12 feet by
12
feet.
That's right.
But I mean, could you take, like, the dimensions of what is, you know, building, even, like, the retention basin or whatever, and stuff that's being actually used for other things, and then saying, okay, it's your total minus, you know, whatever, and that's your...
That gravel parking lot can't be counted as a play area.
Because that's still considered open space if it's gravel.
I know,
so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not considered landscape,
you know,
playground, or...
Well, I still wonder if you're going to have water table problems, because that water can't seep.
If it's already got standing water at 5 feet, it has nowhere to go.
Well, and there is... We had troubles with the parking lot at Pearson's. They wanted to put dry wells in there, but the dry wells was underwater.
So here's the other thing. According to the county department,
we just let it go.
Yeah. According to the county map, there's a French drain that runs along the south side of that property.
Really?
Oh, no drain?
Mm-hmm.
According to the county web, the county, there's a, that they're aware of.
One of those drain tiles.
Boy, they're getting beat up. I mean, those, I got a map of them, but they're getting cut off, and that's got everywhere, and that just backs up water.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that people don't want to deal with them, but it's like, you got to redirect that.
He's got basements in his book.
I've got to deal with them all the time now.
No story.
But people just... I've got one place that built right on top of one and just cut it off.
It's a one car garage.
So everything else is backing up. Now your water table's higher.
There's parking out front.
Yeah.
On our running narrow street.
Okay. Dave, can you create a new one for me so I can talk to city council? Is it next Tuesday?
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet them up.
Then I'll notice that you want me to notice it for adoption for next month for public hearing and recommendations.
Let me talk to city council first.
Okay.
I don't want to have a public hearing if all of them are just going to say no. Let's do this. Let's have you change it. And we're going to review it in January, and then I can talk to city council about it in January.
Good idea.
So the new council should be in place by then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay, we'll move on to item 5A. Hold on, I got to write notes.
That's when I'm going to make a rule on.
That's the match.
Yeah, we're gonna table this one to next month. Because it should be November.
Needs a motion for that.
Need a motion for that.
Make a motion, we table it.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Blaine, second by Roxanne. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Other business. I can see things are getting cleaned up behind the movie theater.
Good.
There's some semis that are missing. Some of the stuff's been moved off the sidewalk.
Batteries are still there.
I specifically called out.
We went to the movie the other night, and I was very aware of the surroundings.
Well, some progress is good.
The hazardous materials are still there. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they keep pushing on that.
Okay. Ray, you have other business you want to talk about? Wayne?
Nope.
Wes?
Nothing.
No.
May?
No. Nope.
Roxanne? Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I just thought of one.
David?
Oh, wait, Grace.
I just wondered, did you ever come to a resolution on that home up in the camp?
No.
So Rise did not come to the meeting and represent themselves. The opportunity was given, and now city attorney will work with city staff on next steps forward.
Yeah. So I'm just
meantime to get it right up in the paper.
Yeah, so right now the city attorney is just doing some other stuff for us. So
Okay,
I'm just curious. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right, Dave, what have you got?
Okay, so according to my records, Blaine is up for reappointment, if he wants to be reappointed. And Josh is up for reappointment, if he wants to be reappointed.
How often does that happen?
Every 3 years.
Okay.
How many years have I been here?
Well, okay. You're going to be mad at me.
No.
You've actually served a year longer than... Your term was actually up last December.
Okay.
So you've actually served a year above what your last term was. So
what can you do? Three terms?
Three years.
Right? Yeah, okay. So
and Blaine's over?
I'm over. So that's okay.
You've been here more than 9 years?
But no, he hasn't been here 9 years because he was last appointed on 1/18. So he can still serve till 2007.
Seven.
So two more years.
Two more years. Yeah. You're on the first year of your third term.
Because he was actually appointed for the balance of Jeff Albright's term. And that's the thing is that you guys have all been appointed to fulfill other people's terms. So Roxanne was actually appointed to fill Lisa White's term. So her term actually expires next December, even though she's not being Les was appointed in 6/21, but for the balance of Landon Larson's term. Oh, this term also, you're also up for you. You were appointed for a second full term, so now you're up for your third term.
Hmm.
And then May, you were appointed June. This year, your term will expire on 12/27. Josh was appointed 21 to fulfill Mont Turner's term.
We're both 21, aren't you, Josh?
I guess.
Yeah. When was Josh in 21?
1/21.
Oh, January. And then I came on in June.
Mm-hmm. I was 18.
Yeah, work.
See, yeah, you were originally appointed this time.
So I'm in my second term.
Mm-hmm.
So
and I'm in my third term. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You better find somebody. That's enough.
You can finish out the term, Blaine.
You don't got two more years.
Two more years.
All right.
That was tough.
We're talking to be on the council, Blaine.
Now, this is the second time I've gone full term. Yeah, that's true.
Full term's good.
No, because you resigned, remember?
So we're both in the middle of our second
term. Huh? You resigned in your first one. The
first time was back in the 90s.
Yeah. I just don't want to let him agree.
No.
That's okay. I'll stick around until I move.
All right, 27, is that right?
I'll stick around until Josh moves. We came in together, we'll go out together.
Josh,
if I sell my house, I'll probably need to rent somewhere. So.
Anyway, I'll make a move.
We can talk to Aldo.
That was the plan.
Yeah, I would move that.
That's the plan.
I made a motion.
That's what I dug up in
the house. No, close to the table.
Oh, what table?
I think we did that already. Yeah.
Oh,
you motioned that, though. Just a motion.
You already did.
Already
did, right?
We're adjourned.
Yeah.
Yep, we're adjourning. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay. Blaine, motion. Blaine, second it. All in favor, say aye.
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 None opposed.
Nope.
So,
happy holidays, guys.
What are you
going to
say about this? I knew that was going to come back.
The what?
The sword you know that Ted put in. What do you
do? So, the fire chief?
Matt.
Or is it Dustin?
Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin Anderson, who's across the street from Ted. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. He brings them in so he can sell firearms.
Oh!
He's
also a storage unit guy, so he thinks he should be able to bring some into his property for storage units. They're going to be allowed on Main Street where he already owns property.
Who's that? Dustin Anderson.
And I don't care either way, other than the fact that I don't like to look at him, because that's why I posted.
The mayor did. The mayor did ask at city council. He's like, did he put that in before it was approved? He was like, yes. Yeah. He was like, is it allowed in the ordinance? And I said, as the ordinance stands today, yes, because we never got the other one finished.
I think what happened was the other one, somewhere it was lost in translation, so it was just downtown.
Yeah. So we're gonna finish it.
Yeah, the original one was small, right? Like third.
Yeah.
It was literally downtown.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But as they get more popular, you got to make the rules that go with it.
Yep.
And then we did move them out of commercial general, so it's only manufacturing and industrial now for storage businesses.
Mm-hmm.